hardware failure wouldn't take anything away from us, but this particular piece of equipment did.
Downed internet made Tuesday feel like 1990 for some Alaskans, and Skagway Volleyball gets some help from Germany, Norway, and Italy this year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and much more up next. The Northern Lynn Canal moose count as of Tuesday afternoon was up to 20 bulls. That's 5 spikes or forks, 8 with 3 brow tines, 4 with racks over 50 inches, and 3 sublegal moose. The hunt is expected to remain open through Thursday, October 7th. Internet for most Northern Panhandle customers and others across the state was disrupted Tuesday morning due to an equipment failure in Juneau. Alaska Power and Telephone's internet service was rendered nearly unusable beginning early Tuesday until midday, explained Matt Clemens, technical support supervisor at AP&T. On Tuesday morning, he described the issue that affected internet access statewide.
It's a hardware failure in our Juneau location that's affecting our upstream provider. So you guys should all be able to pretty much hit our sites, I believe. But anything on the internet itself, you're not going to be able to reach reliably. The router's still in place and is functioning at like half capacity, if that, until we can replace it. And as soon as we replace that router, it should be fixed.
Internet customers of providers other than AP&T did not experience problems because of that router failure. They rely on their own systems, says Clemens.
We purchase internet from another service provider, and we use that to distribute the internet.
Clemens noted a problem of this magnitude doesn't happen very often, and that crews were physically working on replacing the equipment early Tuesday.
It's actually a router, I believe, so it's not going to be anything outside. It's not too much, and normally, you know, a hardware failure wouldn't take anything away from us, but this particular piece of equipment did.
There are roughly 450 AP&T internet users in Skagway alone in the summer, more like 250 or 300 in the winter, according to the office there. Southeast Alaska's oldest indigenous organizations are meeting in Saxman, near Ketchikan, this week. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood are holding their annual Grand Camp Convention. Subsistence continues to be a major focus. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Last year's convention came not long after Tlingit leader Albert Kukesh and three others were cited for overfishing subsistence permits near Angoon. Others at that meeting said they had also been cited or targeted. Willard Jackson of Ketchikan is ANB Grand Camp president.
We have a problem with law enforcement. It seems to sit and watch our men and women subsistence fish pretty much congregate around them. We have tourists coming up, charter boats coming up, and they're at the opposite side of the dock. The law enforcement is not watching them, but they'll come to our people that are subsistence and literally count their fish and let the others go.
Since last year's convention, the organization has challenged state subsistence authority. It worked with Native corporations and tribal groups to form the Alaska Subsistence Defense Fund and the Alaska Native Traditional Food Security Council. Jackson says that effort is continuing at the Saxman Convention.
This year's Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp theme is our Tlingit food is our way of life, our Haida food is our way of life, our Tsimshian food is our way of life.
Convention delegates are hearing from former Sea Alaska CEO Bob Loescher, who's been heading up the subsistence effort. They'll be addressed by a variety of state and federal officials, and they'll pass resolutions to take to the legislature and the Alaska Federation of Natives.
We're looking to communicate with the state and moving forward, possibly even finding some sort of means to serve our rural areas and some of our major cities that are connected to the ocean. We all live off the ocean. We've been off the ocean since time immemorial.
A judge has thrown out the Kukesh citations, but the state is trying to reinstate them. Alaska officials say they've acted properly and are not targeting Native fishermen. The ANB and ANS convention will also take up recruitment and retention of Native foster homes and care for elders. Jackson says the delegates will also hear from regional health officials about a number of issues.
We're having major problems in our villages, in some of our communities, and that is suicide, that's domestic violence and that's substance abuse. We really need to get a handle on it.
U.S. Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski and Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Diane Benson are on the Grand Camp agenda. Jackson says other candidates and politicians were invited but couldn't make the meeting. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
Ruggiero and Gentili of Italy, Jacobi, Brunger, and Bushman of Germany, and Lervik of Norway. It's not roll call at the United Nations. It's part of the new Skagway volleyball team roster.
We've got 16 girls all together. We've got 6 foreign exchange students this year, and they've all decided to come out for volleyball.
Cindy O'Daniel is back as the head coach of the team, which started warming up for their season last week.
We lost 4 or 5 seniors from last year, but we've got a really good returning group of girls who, you know, were part of the core last year. And we've got some girls who are seniors who haven't been out for volleyball the last couple of years. So we're shaping up pretty good, I think.
Those returning players have to their benefit the memory of ending last season as runners-up in state to Klawock. The Panthers have qualified for 2A state several times in the last 4 years, and O'Daniel believes that those returning players are the perfect ambassadors to unite the fresh team.
It's good. We have a couple seniors who have been with the program since their freshman years, and they're really strong leaders in the school. So they do a really good job of bringing everybody together and, you know, making it not appear to be such a new team. They're exceptional leaders, and they bring that onto the court every time, you know, they practice and every time they play. So that's going to be our biggest benefit, I think.
They have another month until they face the reigning state champion for the first time this season, a team they fully expect to be a challenge again this year.
I think Klawock is going to be the biggest competition again. We haven't really scouted them. I think the first time we'll see them is when we go to Hoona for the seeding tournament sometime in November. But I know they lost a few seniors last year, but they have a really strong program, so I know they'll be tough again.
Teresa Wilson, Jed Thompson, and Becky Jensen are assisting O'Daniel with coaching. Last year was that coaching crew's first year together. The Skagway Panthers volleyball team's next game is a scrimmage against Whitehorse on Thursday, October 7th, at the Skagway Gym. 2A Regionals is in Thorne Bay in early December this year.
So we'll really get to see, you know, how we're shaping up on Thursday, so I'm really anxious for that. It's just a scrimmage. It's not really part of the schedule, but we are definitely playing Thursday at noon. We would love for everyone to come out and watch.
Haynes Volleyball beat Metlakatla last weekend at home. Varsity won all 3 games each night they played. But the big upset was the week before against serious rival Petersburg. The adversaries were even on wins after 4 games. Then the Glacier Bears took the tiebreaker by 5 points. The Glacier Bears go on to play the teams in their conference and some from Anchorage in Juneau this weekend. The last conference game for Haynes Volleyball is in the beginning of November in Craig, followed by regionals in Ketchikan. If you still want to run away and join the circus, you won't have to go far this month. The biggest circus to ever come to the state is performing in Juneau this weekend as part of a tour of 32 shows appearing in 9 Alaskan towns. The Great American Circus is at Juneau Centennial Hall on Sunday, October 10th. The performance includes the expected clowns, daredevils, and aerial artists, but also a musical tribute to Michael Jackson. There's also the Crossbow Masters, a husband and wife team that shoots an apple off the other's head with the weapon, and names like Lyra in the Sky, Flying Silks, Wild West Gauchos, Balancing Rollabola, Strongman, Twirling Cube, Masterful Magic, Hand-to-Hand Balance Dance, Towering Chair Balance, and hundreds of hoops pole performance. The show does not have lions or elephants, though. Just people performing for people. Tickets and more information at TakeMeToTheCircus.com. I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Want to stay in touch with Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan when you're out of town? Just visit khns.org and click on the Listen tab. There, you can keep up to date with news and events until you're back home.